Okay, good morning. Today's daf is daf Pei Aleph. I'm sorry. Tzadi Aleph. And we were up to the Mishnah on Tzadi Amud Beis. We're dealing with the topic of when a Kohen has in front of him two sacrifices, which does he take care of first? So we saw two Mishnayos. One Mishnah taught that when he has before him two sacrifices, the more regular and the less regular, the more regular gets taken care of first. And the second Mishnah was that when he has before him two sacrifices, the more holy and the more holy gets taken care of first. Next Mishnah. Kol chatos shabatoro kodmos la'ashamos. Karbanos chatas. With the karban asham, the chatas gets brought first. Except for an asham mitzora, that'll come before a chatas. Because the asham of the mitzora is what permits the mitzora to eat karbanos and to enter the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore it has a certain prominence more than the chatas. Kol ashamos shabatora boim bnei shtayim. Most ashamos of the Torah are animals that are 2 years old, who boim bekesef shkalim, and they have to be worth two shekel. Chutz mi asham nazir and asham mitzora, except for the asham of the nazir and the asham of the mitzora, shehein bain b'nei shnasan, that animal is only 1 year old, vein bain b'kesef shkalim, they don't have to be worth at least two shekel, it could be worth any amount. Kishem shekodin ba'akravasan, the same way we had these lists of which karban is brought first, kach kodin ba'achilasan, let's say the kohen has in front of him two karbanos to eat, a more regular karban and a less regular, or a holier and a less holy. He has the same laws in terms of which gets eaten first. Next scenario, shlamim shel emesh. Let's say you have karbano shlamim that already came to the Beis HaMikdash yesterday. Ushlamim shel ayom. And you have karbano shlamim that are brought today. Shel emesh kodem l'shel ayom. The karban that was brought yesterday has to be brought before the karban that was brought today, because it's already an insult. The more it sits in the Beis HaMikdash without being brought, it becomes an insult. So that which has already been here from yesterday has to be brought first. What happens if you have shlamim shel emes, shlamim that were brought yesterday, but a chatas or an asham shel ayom that were brought today? Now normally a chatas and an asham are before a shlamim, because they're kachay kachim, they atone, the shlamim doesn't atone. But here, since it's a question that's been already since yesterday, shlamim shel emesh kodmin. First we would bring the shlamim of yesterday, because it's already an insult that they're sitting here for so long, you're going to make them sit even longer. So no, they would be brought first. Divrei Rabbi Meir, that's the view of Rabbi Meir. V'achacham l'chacham say, if you have a shlamim of yesterday, and a chatas and an asham of today, still chatas kodemes, still the chatas is brought first. Ipnei shi katshe katshim, because it is Kachay Kachim, so it's more special than the Shlamim, so therefore it should be brought first. The Kulan, now all Karbanos that are eaten, whether it's a Shlamim by the, all Karbanos that are eaten, let's say the different pieces eaten by Kohanim, HaKohanim Rashayim L'Shanos V'Achilasam, the Kohanim are allowed to change the form of the meat to eat it, in other words, to spice it up. If they want Lechal, Lachon Tzluyin, they can eat them roasted, Ushlukin, or overcooked, or regularly cooked. They can put into them spices of non of chulin, or they can put in tivlei chuma, even spices of chuma. A Kohen's not allowed, or he shouldn't put in to the carbon spices of chuma. Like we saw earlier, we don't want to artificially make things able to become pasul. So if you put, let's say, chuma into chatas meat. Chatas meat only can be eaten yom v'layla, the day it was slaughtered and the next night. Come the next day, it becomes nosar. So if I'm going to put spices of truma into chatas meat, so these spices are going to be now unedible in a couple of hours, instead of it being truma, which could be eaten whenever. So I'm not allowed to be mevi kachim lidei psul, or in this case, mevi truma lidei psul, to bring truma to a state that will be earlier disqualified, so therefore you can't use spices of truma according to Rabbi Meir.
So you put the spices before you eat? Or
according to Rabbi Shimon, you could put spices of truma. According to Rabbi Meir, you're not allowed to put spices of truma into the kachim. So now the Gemara has a very famous discussion. I referenced it yesterday after davening. Yibayilu, they had a question in the yeshiva. We learned two mishnayos. One mishnah says the more regular is before the less regular. The next mishnah says more holy is before the less holy. What happens when those two rules clash? Tadir, you have something regular. Let's say the karban tamid. Versus Makudash, versus something which is holier. More regular versus more holy. Let's say the Karban Tamid versus a Karban Chatas. So here's a man, Kodam. What are you going to do first? Tadri, Kodam Mishun the Tadiri. Are you going to say that which is more regular comes first because it's more regular? Or do Makudash Kodam the Kaddish? Or maybe that which is holier comes before that which is more regular because it's holier. So now the Gemara is going to have a series of suggested proofs. Tashma, let's try from the Mishnah. To meet him, Kodam Musafin. You bring your karbanos tamid before the cart, which are regular karbanos, before karbanos musaf of, let's say, Sukkis or other Yom Tov and Shabbos. Let's say Shabbos. Afogavdu musaf and Kaddishi. Now, musaf is holier than a karban tamid because a musaf is called the musaf of Shabbos. Whereas the karban tamid is called the karban tamid, the regular karban. So a Shabbos karban has a special holiness to it, just like Shabbos is the holiest day. So you see that Makudash is not going to overrule Tamid. Not going to overrule Tadir. So the Gemara says not approve. Atu Shabbos and Musaf Mahani Latmin Lohanya. Do you think that the Musaf is a special Musaf because it's a Musaf of Shabbos, but the Tamid's not a special Tamid when it's the Tamid of Shabbos? The Tamid is also considered the Tamid of Shabbos. So it has the holiness of Shabbos. Plus, it also has another advantage. It's going to be brought tomorrow too. It has the advantage of Tadir. So it's just that Tadir is overwhelming that which is less Tadir, but not that Tadir is overwhelming that which is more Makudash. The Tamid of Shabbos is called the Tamid of Shabbos. It has the Kedusha of Shabbos. So it is equal Kedusha to the Kedusha of Musaf. Tashma, maybe this will be a proof we learned. Again in that Mishnah, the beginning of the chapter. Musve Shabbos, Kodman Musve Rosh Chodesh, today's Rosh Chodesh. So we learned that if it's Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, the Musafim of Shabbos are brought before the Musafim Rosh Chodesh. Now, 1 second. Rosh Chodesh is presumably more holy because Rosh Chodesh is called a Moed. Shabbos is not called a Moed. So Gemara says, no, but Atu Rosh Chodesh, the Musafim Didei Ahani, the Musafim Shabbos Lo Ahani. Do you think Rosh Chodesh gives its Musafim the character of a carbon of Rosh Chodesh? But if it was on a Shabbos, it doesn't make the Shabbos carbon also a carbon of Rosh Chodesh. It does. It makes the Shabbos carbon also a carbon of Rosh Chodesh. So if it makes the Shabbos carbon a carbon of Rosh Chodesh, so the Shabbos carbon also has the advantage of it being a carbon of Moed. So it has the same advantage as the Rosh Chodesh carbon has. It also has another advantage. It also has the advantage that it's more Tadir than the Rosh Chodesh carbon. But you're not seeing that Tadir overwhelms Makudash. You're just seeing that when two things have the same Kedusha, Tadir would overwhelm it. But we haven't resolved our question. Can Tadir come before that which is more Mekudash? Tashma, maybe this will be a proof. We learn Musve Rosh Chodesh, Kodmin L'Musve Rosh Hashanah, that we know that Tadir is more important than less Tadir. Proof that when you have Rosh Hashanah, so you're bringing Karbanos of Rosh Chodesh, you're also bringing Karbanos of Rosh Hashanah, the Karbanos of Rosh Chodesh are brought first. Now in second, Rosh Hashanah is holier. Rosh Hashanah is the day of judgment. Rosh Chodesh is not a day of judgment. Don't you see that more regular overcomes even that which is holier? So, Afal Gavdur Shoshana Kadsha. So again, the Gemara gives the same answer. You think the Karbanos Musaf of Rosh Chodesh don't have Rosh Hashanah qualities? They have Rosh Hashanah qualities. After Rosh Hashanah, you think that the fact that the day is Rosh Hashanah, Musfi Didei Ahani, it only works for its Musafim. The Musfi Rosh Chodesh Lo Ahani, you think it doesn't work for the Musafim of Rosh Chodesh? It makes the Musafim of Rosh Chodesh Rosh Chodesh Karbanos of Rosh Hashanah. So since it's a Rosh Hashanah Karban, it has the same holiness as other Rosh Hashanah Karbanos. It also has the advantage of being Tadir, being more regular. It's being more regular, overcoming that which is less regular. Tashma, coming here, proof from Masech the Brachos. In Masech the Brachos, we have an argument to Meshama and Beisilel about how to make Kiddush. Do you first say Borei Pri HaGafen and then the Bracha of Kiddush? Or do you first say Mekadosh HaShabbos and then Borei Pri HaGafen? So first, Pesach will say, well, listen, you know, the wine causes the Kiddush. And then it says, Davar Acher, Pesach will say another answer. Birchas Hayayin Tadira. The Bracha of Borei Pri HaGafen is more regular. But Birchas Hayom, whereas Kiddush ain't a Tadira. It's not as regular Mekadosh HaShabbos. But Tadir Vishenu Tadir, Tadir Kodim. When you have more regular and less regular, more regular comes first. Now, 1 second. One is a bracha of wine. That's a secular bracha. You can do that during the week. The other is a bracha of Shabbos, Mekadesh HaShabbos. Avagav the bracha Sayom Kadisha. You see that the bracha of Shabbos, even though it's holier, it's not going to come before that which is more regular. The Gemara gives the same answer. Atu Shabbos, Lebircha Sayom, Ahanya, Lebircha Sayayin, Lo Ahanya. Do you think that Shabbos only helps the bracha of Mekadesh HaShabbos? It doesn't help the bracha of Borei Pi HaGafen? The Borei Pi HaGafen said on Shabbos is a Shabbos tick of Borei Pi HaGafen. It has the holiness of Shabbos to it. So they both have the holiness of Shabbos. Plus, Borei Pi HaGafen is more regular. But you're not seeing that more regular overcomes that which is holier. You're just seeing that on Shabbos, everything has Shabbos qualities. And then the more regular takes precedence.
Also, we said the Kaddish of Shabbat already married.
That could have been a different answer. But that's not, maybe if a woman is doing it, she didn't say Mekaddish of Shabbos and Marav necessarily. Tashma, coming to your proof. Rabbi Yochanan said, Halacha, if a person sleeps late on a Shabbos, some of the time he comes to shul to daven. It's mincha time, so he has mincha and musaf. Halacha, mispal adam shel mincha v'achakach shel musaf. He should daven mincha, and then he should daven musaf. Because mincha is more regular than musaf. So again, you see that even though musaf is Shabbostik, and mincha is even during the week, you see that Tadir, the more regular the mincha, overcomes Makudash, that which is holier, but overcomes Musaf of Shabbos. And I said, no, Atu Shabbos again, Atu Shabbos, the Tfilas Musaf and Ahanya, the Tfilas Mincha lo Ahanya. Do you think Shabbos makes the Musaf prayer a better prayer? Doesn't make the Mincha prayer a better prayer, makes the Mincha prayer also a better prayer. It's the Mincha of Shabbos, it's the Shabbos Tikka Mincha. So since it's the Shabbos Tikka Mincha, it's a better Mincha, so it has the same as qualities of Shabbos as Musaf. It's also more regular. So it's just a proof that more regular comes before less regular, not a proof that more regular comes before holier. Tashma, come in here, proof. We learned Shlamim Shel Emesh, our Mishnah. If somebody brought the carbon Shlamim yesterday already to the Beis HaMikdash, and Chatas V'Ashim Shel Yom, and we have in front of us a Chatas and an Ashim that were brought in today to the Beis HaMikdash. Shlamim Shel Emesh Kodmin. So we're going to bring the Shlamim of yesterday. Now why? Presumably, because the Shlamim are more regular than a Chatas and an Ashim. Ha'idi v'ididi, not because they're more regular, because we don't want them to wait. We don't want them to wait. Ha'idi v'ididi yom, but if they'd both be of today, the Shlamim of today and the Chatas of today, Chatas V'Ashim Kodmin. Chatas and Ashim will come first. Even though shlamim are more regular. Shlamim are more regular. People are more often are people bringing shlamim than they're bringing chatos. Chatos is for a sin. Shlamim can be donated. So Rabbi said, that's not called tadir. Tadir means that it's more regular because it's more regularly obligated. The fact that shlamim are brought more is just because that's human nature. There's more times people are going to donate, but there's no obligation of shlamim. Matzika Marta, you're talking about shlamim. Shlamim are just more prevalent. Tadir kami bailan. Our question was about things that are more regularly obligated. Matzi lo kami bailan. But it's something which is more prevalent, that's not going to necessarily overrule something which is holier. Amale Rava bar Yehuda le Rava. So Rav Huna bar Yehuda says back to Rava. Atli matzi lav tadir. Are you going to tell me something which is more prevalent doesn't also make it considered tadir, more regular? Well, Tanya, but look, think about the following brisa in Torah's Kohanim. The brisa is saying that you only have to bring a karban chatas, a sin offering, when you mistakenly violate a lav that had you done on purpose would have gotten you kares. What about a mitzvah saseh that gets kares and you mistakenly don't fulfill it? Well, no. For a mitzvah saseh, for lack of fulfilling a positive mitzvah, you never get after bring a karban. So the brisa there says, maybe not all mitzvahs saseh. There are only two mitzvahs saseh that if you didn't do, you'd get kares. So the brisa says, otzias ha-pesach, maybe the only mitzvah saseh that if you didn't do by mistake, you don't have to bring a karban, is the mitzvah saseh of karban pesach. Shein otadir, because that's not a mitzvah saseh, that is very regular. Velotius hamila, but maybe I shouldn't be excluding brismila shehi tadira, because that is a mitzvah that is more regular. Now, one second. How's that more regular? It's just coming up more. It's not that there's an obligation of mila that's more than the obligation of Pesach. The Gemara says, no, there is. My tadira b'mitzvos. In Bris Milah, there were many mitzvot said about Bris Milah. 13 times the word Bris is mentioned in regards to Bris Milah. We had this back in Yevamos. Shenichrasu aleha yud gimel brisos. So Bris Milah is more obligated than Karban Pesach. Karban Pesach, Hashem said once, bring it. But Bris Milah, again and again, Hashem is saying to do, so that makes it tadir. Alternatively, since Milah is so much more prevalent than Pesach, Pesach is only once a year, so Milah gabi Pesach ki tadir dami. When it's so much more prevalent, that makes it have the advantage of tadir, even though the prevalence is not because of an obligation necessarily, it's just that it comes up more often. Whereas here, when we have Shlamim versus Chatas and Asham, Shlamim is not so much more prevalent, and therefore it's just more prevalent. It's not many more times more prevalent, and therefore Shlamim is considered Matzoi. So of course Chatas and Asham is holier. Holier comes before Matzoi, but not necessarily before Tadir. So we haven't resolved this question, and the Rambam in fact rules that when, as I mentioned yesterday, when a Kohen has this choice, Tadir, the more regular, versus Mekudash, that which is holier, he can choose whatever he wants. He can choose to do Mekudash first, he can choose to do Tadir first.
But they have Korbanot for Brit Mila too?
No. No Korbanot for Brit Mila.
But why they comparing right now the Brit Mila?
Because both Brit Mila and Karban Pesach are two mitzvahs asay that if you wouldn't do them, you'd get kares. We were saying maybe only one mitzvah say that if you didn't do by mistake, you don't have to bring a chatas. But maybe in the other one, if you didn't do it by mistake, you would have to bring a chatas. So the Gemara there says there's a pasuk that no. The only time there's a chatas is when you by mistake do a lav, not when by mistake you didn't do an assay.
When you have a plate of food, the bracha that you make is determined on what you like better or what's more important.
Yes, importance, I believe, importance, yes.
That's true.
Ibayaluhu, they had another question about this issue of Tadir and Eino Tadir. Tadir, Visheino Tadir. Let's say you have in front of you two karbanos. One is more regular obligated, one is less regularly obligated. V'shachal l'sheino tadir. But he already started the sheino tadir. He slaughtered it. He did the wrong thing. He slaughtered it. So now my. Me, I'm going to do what he said. Give him the shachti mikrovle. Once he slaughtered it, let him finish it. Because it's insulting to stop. Oh, duma maybe. Yoyev la'acher. Pause. Give it to some other kohen. Duma maris bedamo. He should keep stirring the blood so that the blood is still a liquid. Ad the mikrovle the tadir. Till he goes and takes care of the carbon, which is tadir. And then Vader Rakul Shaino Tadir, then he goes back and takes care of the carbon, which is less regular. Amar Ravuna Misura, Ravuna from Sura tried to bring all the same proofs. Tashma coming here, proof we learned in today's Mishnah. Shlamim Shal Amesh, if you have in front of you a carbon shlamim that was brought to the Azara yesterday, and Chatas V'Ashim Shal Yom, and a carbon Chatas and a carbon Ashim that were brought today. Shal Amesh Kodim L'Shal Yom. You bring the carbon of yesterday, even though it's a shlamim, before you bring the carbon of today. Hadiyom dum yede emesh. But let's say it would be a situation where it's all of today, but it's similar to the situation of a carbon of yesterday. Hey, what would that case be? To kadim shachti l'shlamim. Let's say he slaughtered the shlamim first. So then, what does it sound like? Chatas v'ashem kadmi. Then the chatas and the ashem come first. So in other words, you see that we say, let's pause the sheino tadir. And let's go offer the more tadir, or let's go offer the more makudash. So Mar says no. Maybe this situation of our Mishnah, of the shlamim of yesterday and the chatas and the yashim of today, was the shachtin letarvai, where everything's been slaughtered, and you have in front of you the blood of yesterday's carbon plus the blood of today's carbon. Then the yesterday goes first. But if you didn't slaughter both yet, both, then Tzibaylach, maybe that is a question, and maybe there is no resolution from this Mishnah to our question. Tashma, maybe the Mishnah and Brachos is a resolution. We learned, Davar Acher, basically we'll give another reason. Birchas Hayayin Tadira, Birchas Hayomena Tadira. The Bracha of Borei Pri Hagafen is more regular, the Bracha of Mekadesh HaShabbos is less regular, when you have more regular and less regular, the more regular comes first. So, one second. The more regular and less regular, the more regular comes first. So, is that a proof, though, to this question, even though it's already become Shabbos? So since it's already become Shabbos, it should be like the situation of you've already taken care of your less, you've already slaughtered the less regular one. So Gemara says, no, Achanami, the Kevan's a Asyan, since we have in front of you wine. So wine is just, tells you to make Bor Piagafen. Command the Shachat Arvayudzami, it's as if you've slaughtered both. And then we're saying, Tadir comes first. Not that we first finish the Sheino Tadir and then deal with the Tadir. Tashma, maybe this is a proof, right? This is the question. When you have a guidance from Halacha, what to do first, and you didn't do that. You went and you did the wrong other one first. Do you finish the other one, or do you pause the other one to go back to doing the holier or the more regular first? Tashma, come near proof. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, says, Halacha mispal adam shel mincha v'achakach shel musafim. First a person davens mincha of Shabbos, and then he davens Musaf, the time of Musaf came first. You see that you first deal with that which you're dealing with Mincha, then you deal with Musaf. Where it says again, Achanami here too, Kevin Amati Zman Tfilas Mincha, since it's also Mincha time, Kaman Deshachet Tarvayu Dami, it's as if both of them are slaughtered in front of him. Amalei Ravacha, Bredi Ravashi, Lervina, Ravacha, the son of Ravashi, said Ravina. What about the following source about Karban Pesach? We learned Shachto Kodom Chatzos, if the Karban Pesach was slaughtered before the middle of the day on Erev Pesach, Pasul, it's Pasul. Mipnei Shenemar Bo Bein Arbayim. The Torah says it has to be slaughtered Bein Arbayim. Kodom L'Tamid, if it was slaughtered before the Karban Tamid, Shal Bein Arbayim, it's Kasher. But the Eim Amaris B'damo, you should keep stirring the blood at Shiyuzo Kadam till it fully takes care of the Tamid. So you see that when you jump the line, you pause. You don't finish it off. Why says no. There, what are we dealing with? Given the to go to Kadam Shachti the Tamid Bereisha, the Tamid was already slaughtered first, and it's two bloods. Amalei Rav Acha Saval Rav Ashi. Rav Acha Saval said Rav Ashi Mas Nisa Nami Deka. It makes sense in that Mishnah. The Tanakh, because it said there Achi Yisrok Dam Atamid. It didn't say Achi Yishchot V'Yisrok Dam. It didn't say till he slaughters and he throws the blood. It says till he throws the blood. It sounds like it was already slaughtered. So Shmamina, that's a good proof. So again, we don't have a resolution to this question either. This question also, we have rules of what carbon comes first, the holier versus the less holy, the more regular versus the less regular. What happens if we started the wrong one first? Do we finish that one or do we pause that one? We don't have a proof.
Rabbi, if there is a mistake of the slaughtering, you know, they mix up. Now they have to bring one replacement for it, or they have to make two slaughters now, one for the mistake they made for the avon.
No,
up, and
no.
Then
the avon doesn't require a new slaughter.
No, if there is a mistake.
No, it wouldn't.
That's it.
Yeah. The Mishnah then said about all the meats of karbanos, Kohanim can spice them up as much as they want. My time or why? Amar Kar, because the pasuk we saw this earlier, Lamashcha. All the gifts that Hashem has given to the Kohanim are for anointing. Ligdula, to make the Kohen feel like a king, and therefore Kederach Shamalachim Ochlin, Kohanim can eat the way kings eat, with spices, more roasted, more cooked, whatever adds to their ennoblement. Says the Mishnah, Amar Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon said a rule. Emrisa Shemin Shumas Chalik Ba'azara, if you're seeing oil being handed out to Kohanim in the Azara for them to eat it, Ein Tzarech L'Shol Mahu, don't ask what it is. It's the leftovers of the Karban Mincha called Rakik. The Karban Mincha Rakik was where loaves had oil put on them. And the leftover oil goes, if Yisrael is bringing this Mincha, the leftover goes to the Kohanim. Or it's Log Shemen Shel Mitzorah. It's the leftovers of the Log Shemen of a Mitzorah, which also goes to the Kohanim. And if you're seeing oil going into the fire, it's also in Tzarech L'Shol Mal. You don't have to ask what it is. It's Elamosa Rikike Menachos of Kohanim. If a Kohen brings a Karban Minchas Rakik, every Karban Mincha of a Kohen, the Karban Mincha that a Kohen brings, it's fully burned. So if he's bringing a Minchas Rakik where there's oil with it, so the oil is going to go into the fire. Or it's a Minchas Kohen Mashiach, it's the Mincha of the Kohen Gadol. Shein Misnad Vin Shemen. You don't have to think that maybe it was just oil that was donated, because there is no such thing as oil being donated according to Rabbi Shimon. However, Rabbi Tarfon Om Misnad Vin Shemen, Rabbi Tarfon says, if you see oil going into the fire, Doesn't have to be that it's the Karban Mincha of Yisrael or of a Kohen. It could be it was a donation of oil, because oil also can be donated. Now, what is the status or what is the nature of oil that's donated? Amar Shmuel, Shmuel say. Let there be Rabbi Tarfon, according to Rabbi Tarfon, a Misnadev Shemen. If someone wants to donate oil, it's a mincha of Shemen, it's a carbon of Shemen. So Komtso, he has to take a fist. The Kohen takes a fistful of it. The Shirai of Nechal, the fistful goes into the fires, and the leftovers after that fistful are eaten by Kohanim. My time, why? Because the Torah says about the mincha, carbon mincha. It's an extra word. The nefesh ki sakriv carbon mincha. So it will bring a carbon of a mincha. Could have just said a mincha. Nefesh ki sakriv mincha. Why did it say carbon mincha? Malavich misnadvin shemen. That's teaching you that you can have a donation of oil. But that donation of oil is like a mincha ki mincha. So not mincha komtza. Just like a mincha, a fistful is taken, shiyaran neachalim, and the leftovers are eaten. Av shemen komtzo. Ushiyarav neachalim. So too with oil, a fistful is taken and put into the fire, and the leftovers are eaten. Amar Reb Zeir. Reb Zeir wants to prove this view of Shmuel from our Mishnah. From our Mishnah, what do we have in our Mishnah? Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon says, "Imri Yisa Shemen Shemischalik Ba'Azara." If you're seeing the oil being handed out in the Azara to Kohanim, Yatzarach L'Shalmal. Don't ask what it is. Elamosa Rukike Minchas Yisrael. You know it's the leftovers of Karbanos Minchas Rakik that Yisraelim brought. Or it's Lok Shemen Shal Mitzora. It's the oil of Mitzora. Shein Misnadvin, because there's no donations of oil according to Reb Shimon. Michlal implying that according to the one that there are donations of oil, demanda amar misnadvin, namely Rabbi Tarfon, that oil might be handed over to Kohanim, mischalik. So you see that that's a proof that oil that's donated according to Rabbi Tarfon gets handed over to the Kohanim, other than the kmitza. So that's like Shmuel. But now Amar le Abaye disagrees. Abaye says, "Ema seifa." Read the end of the Mishnah. Imreis Hashem and Chinitin al Gabe Yishim. If you see oil going into the fires, Iyat Tzarech Lishol Mahu. You don't have to ask what is that oil, because Ela Mosa Rakik Minchas Kohanim, or it's Minchas Kohen Mashiach. It's either the oil of a Kohen Gadol's Mincha, or it's the oil of a Kohen's Minchas Rakik. Shein Misnadvin Shemen, because Rabbi Shimon says there's no donation of oil. Michlal implying the Laman Zamer Kohen Shabbi Tarfon that Misnadvin that there is donations of oil. Kulan la'ishim. Then you would say that that oil is going into the fire. The oil is going only into the fire. So that's against Shmuel. So Abaye, now one second, according to Abaye, who says that all of the oil goes into the fire, according to Rabbi Tarfon, when it's in a dava, kashya reisha. What's he going to do at the beginning of the Mishnah? It sounds like some of the oil goes to the Kohanim. Uli Rabbi Zeira, and according to Rabbi Zeira, who says that when the oil is donated, some of it goes to the Kohanim, some goes on to the fire, Kashya Seifa. What's he going to do at the end of the Mishnah? It's okay. Mishnah Rabbi Zeira, according to Rabbi Zeira, Reisha Bishira. In the beginning of the Mishnah, that implies that when there's donation, some of it's going to go to the Kohanim, is referring to the leftovers going to the Kohanim. And Seifa, at the end, it implies that when there's a donation, it's going into the fire. It's talking about the Kohanim, it's the fistful. El Abaye Kashya. But according to Abaye, it's a kasha. So Gemara says, you're right, it's a kasha. Tana reisha to seifa. According to Abaye, he'll tell you that the reisha used this language just because the seifa used this language. Gemara says, that doesn't make sense. Bishlama seifa tani mishum reisha. You could say that if you had to use certain language in the beginning, you keep using it at the end. Ela reisha mishum seifa mitani. Are you going to use language because you're going to use that at the end? You'll also use that at the beginning? So Gemara says, and that is sometimes the style of the Mishnah. Amibat Ma'arava, that's what they say, in fact, in Eretz Yisrael. Tana Reisha Mishum Seifa. Sometimes the beginning is because of the end. So since in the end we want to say that if you see the oil going into the fire, it's a carbon of a Kohen, because this opinion says there are no donated carbonos, but if there'd be donated carbonos, it would all be the donated carbonos going into the fire. So that's why it says in the beginning also because there are no donated carbonos, but really, if there would be donated karbanos, none of it would be handed out to Kohanim. According to Abaye, it all goes into the fire. So we have an argument between Shmuel and Abaye. According to Rabbi Tarfon, there can be a donation of oil. Does some of it go into the fire and some get eaten? Or does all of it go into the fire?